San Luis Obispo's Progressive Talk.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carr.
Santa Claus is coming to town, and we're just getting ready.
Santa Claus rally underway on Wall Street, says Ben Willis at Sunrise Securities. The Dow is up 378 points so far today. The NASDAQ has jumped 80. The S&P is up 39. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
For a change, there's a pile of good news for investors to react to. Companies added a better-than-expected 206,000 workers in November. This, of course, bodes very well for Friday's big monthly unemployment report. Business activity in the U.S. expanded in November at the fastest pace in 7 months, and the number of Americans who entered a contract to buy a home jumped 10%. So things are definitely moving in the right direction.
Oil prices topped $100 a barrel. If Republican Herman Cain thinks his campaign's in trouble, he isn't saying it today.
They want you to believe that with enough character assassination on me, that I will drop out.
Cain, campaigning in Ohio, claims the establishment doesn't want him to be commander-in-chief. President Obama is campaigning in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Scranton!
Mr. Obama says he wants a bigger payroll tax cut for most, but higher taxes on the well-to-do also.
This holiday season is going to be a season of homecomings because by the end of December, all of our troops are going to be out of Iraq.
Later today, he'll be in New York City for a campaign fundraiser. Police have arrested about 50 Occupy protesters in Philadelphia, and there was some fighting in Los Angeles. Occupy protesters being told to disperse their camp in on the City Hall lawn. Nearly 300 arrested. Similarly, in Boston, the city is in court arguing protesters' expression of freedom of speech does not extend to living on public property. Reverend Billy Graham is back in Mission Hospital in Asheville, North Carolina, for treatment of possible pneumonia. Described as alert, smiling, and waving to hospital staff when he was brought in, his doctor says he is stable. Police think it's a serial murderer who they think lives east of New York City on Long Island, a year after the first of the 10 bodies that have been found buried in beach sand.
A sole serial killer, and the murderer may be a Long Islander. It's been 1 year since the remains were first found on Long Island's Gilgo Beach, a total of 10 victims in all. Suffolk County Police Commissioner Richard Dormer admits he fears the serial killer could strike again. The remains discovered include 8 women, a man, and a toddler.
WCBS-TV reporter Ann Mercogliano in Gilgo Beach. Among the most famous words of the U.S. space program.
Hey, we've had a problem here.
A checklist used by Commander James Lovell on Apollo 13 to make the calculations that helped bring the damaged spacecraft home, sold at Heritage Auction for more than $388,000. This is CBS News.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
To Alex, what can I say to the greatest four-year-old in the universe? I'm already so proud of you, and you can't even tie your shoes yet. You're the best gift I've ever gotten. So here's the best gift I could give in return. Love, Dad.
When it comes to your loved ones, give the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. New York Life Insurance Company has been protecting families for over 165 years and has the highest ratings currently awarded to any life insurer. Contact your New York Life agent or visit NewYorkLife.com.
Talking overpopulation at a UN conference in Africa.
High-level officials from 88 countries are here learning how to improve global family planning to save millions of lives and billions of dollars, says Monica Kerrigan with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
We have large numbers of children being born, and the government has to use their monies to support those children. But many of those children are unwanted. They're unintended pregnancies.
A month ago, the world's 7 billionth person was born. Without intervention, the Earth will reach 8 billion by 2025. Doug Sovereign, CBS News, Dakar, Senegal.
South Carolina officials are in federal court suggesting the federal government stay out of state business and that there's nothing wrong with telling police to check the identity and legal status of a suspected illegal immigrant stopped for other reasons. The Justice Department challenges the South Carolina law, claiming the state poaches on federal jurisdiction by enforcing laws against illegal immigration. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place. Like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat. Or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all and save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Natalia Berryman and Mark Robertshaw from Sourcer Productions are going to be in here at about 12:30. We're going to talk about the Forever Plaid Tidies.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hi. How's your day going today? It's Wednesday. I got to keep that in mind because the whole week's been a little bit weird for me. And so we got Wednesday, back when the 3 to 5 hours, you know, it's hump day. You say it's over for you now. You're down the downhill slope, but see now it's only noon, you know, halfway there, kind of like halfway through the week now, which is good though. Here's what's going on here. As you know, the great adventure of Herman Cain is unfolding, and this is what I would say to Herman Cain. Your 999 affair, get used to the number 86.
Finally, do you believe that Mr. Cain is fit to be president, or should he end his campaign?
In my opinion, no, I do not. I honestly do not think that he is, in my opinion.
This is his girlfriend, by the way, 13-year affair.
As far as I'm concerned. My views are different than his views, but at the end of the day, this is not political.
Quite frankly, a riveting interview this morning. Wanted it to go on longer. Let's check in now and see how he felt about it. Our Shannon Travis is shadowing the Cain campaign and is on his way to the next stop in Dayton. So he joins us now by phone. So, Shannon, again, this was a riveting interview. We heard the tape interview a couple nights ago in a local Atlanta station, the first time she is speaking out live. Is the Cain campaign revealing any plans yet?
Yeah, you're right, Dot. It was a riveting interview. The Cain campaign is not responding directly to this latest interview from her this morning on Good Morning America. However, they are talking about trying to clarify a little bit more what this reassessing the campaign means. A few things. Cain spokesman J.D. Gordon spoke with CNN this morning. He defined it a little bit more, saying, you know what, it's a major thing that's going on right now. The good businessman Herman Cain is reassessing, you know, how the campaign goes forward or what have you. But Mark Block, who's chief of staff, Cain's chief of staff, told ABC News last night that there's, one, no way that Cain is dropping out, and that Cain would give details of what this reassessment strategy would be today at the stop that I'm going.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care, and don't forget, hire a vet.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
That's exactly right. Hey, today's Wednesday, and it's the last day of the month and everything. Here in December, and you realize that then December's gone, and your taxes are due. God, I shouldn't have brought it up. Okay, let's just talk about some other stuff that's happened in our news. And this is our Who's and What's It Sign, our history thing, according to the Tribune today. Our flashback, our highlight in history on November 30th in 1835, Samuel Longhorn Clemens, better known as Mark Twain, was born in Florida, Missouri. And if you go to Google, you'll find a neat little rendition of their thing. On this date in 1782, the United States and Britain signed preliminary peace articles in Paris, ending the Revolutionary War. In 1936, London's famed Crystal Palace, constructed for the Great Exhibition of 1851, was destroyed in a fire. So the only Crystal Palace left we have is in Orange County now. 1966, the former British colony of Barbados became independent. Our birthdays today, TV personality Dick Clark is 82, movie director Ridley Scott is 74, singer Billy Idol is 56, actor-director Ben Stiller is 46, and actress Sandra is 41. Let's say happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Hey, guess what? Atascadero State Hospital in a big lockdown. Now, here's something I'm not really sure what this means. Atascadero State Hospital is in lockdown mode for the second day because of a faulty alarm system. In case of emergency, employees at the hospital are supposed to set off the alarm. The hospital is to remain on lockdown and the system until that system is repaired. During lockdown, patients and staff are confined to the residential units. When they're not under lockdown, do they get to go play golf? What do they do? Tennis? I thought everybody stayed in the residential units anyway. Okay, I didn't know that much about it. The current lockdown is not related to three assaults and two arrests that have occurred since Sunday, although it probably should. On Monday, deputies arrested all kinds of people because they, you know, people were just, they're bad people. Doing bad things in a place that's probably strange. All right, other things that are going on in Cal Coast News, and this story just in, and here's this story carries a huge amount of irony with it. There it is right here. A long-running battle over gun rights in California will be revisited by the entire 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals following decision on Monday. At issue is a 1999 law barring gun shows, guns, and ammunition on public property. The 9th Circuit has interpreted the law on several different occasions in the past, generally upholding its prohibitions. Most recently, a 3-member panel of the appellate court ruled that public safety was adequate reason to restrict gun show-type activities on public grounds. But more recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings have strengthened protections for gun rights and applied the brakes to gun control laws in other states. So the whole 11-member appeals court now will weigh in on what has become a monumental 12-year-old gun showdown over an Alameda County ordinance banning guns and ammunition on public property. The decision stems from a case involving gun show promoters Russ and Sally Nordyke. While the issue simmers on various court calendars, the annual Grizzly Gun Show event is scheduled for December 10th and 11th at the Paso Robles Event Center, a state-owned facility. First off, can I tell you this? I didn't even know it was a state-owned facility. I don't know why. Is it state fair? I don't know why. I didn't know. So that's number one. Number two, I suppose what they could do is say, okay, this is as far as I would go with this, is to say you cannot have ammunition available at a gun show, because then you have the combination of rifle, gun, bullet, people crazy. All right, so there's that possibility. But if you stop and think about it, the mere suggestion that the Second Amendment to the Constitution cannot be exercised on public property is absurd. It's absurd. Now, you may not like the Second Amendment, but it's in there. And so here's the deal. The Second Amendment says that you have the right to bear arms and all that kind of stuff. You have the right to sell them. You have the right to get together with them. You have the right to do anything you want. And, but especially in the United States of America, it would happen has to do with the public. You know, the public's right to have and to carry. And so that doesn't make a lot of sense. But okay. We'll see where it's going. We'll see what happens at the annual Grizzly Gun Show. I never attended that. The annual Grizzly, I was afraid of the bears. Annual Grizzly Gun Show, that's December 10th and 11th at the Paso Robles Event Center, a state-owned facility. That's what's going on in Cal Coast News right now. And don't forget, we're going to have Karen Bealey here on Friday, and we'll do our weekend review on calcoastnews.com, and we'll do it right here on 1340 KYNS, your news station. And now that'll sound redundant after this.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
I know. I do the best I can. I work with what I got. That's how I look at it. I work with what I got. You know? We work here at the corner of Thread Lane and Buckley Road. And Heinz used to be on Thread Lane and making all those clothes and everything, which is why it's called Thread Lane. Okay, so, but they're not here anymore, but that doesn't matter. Still called Thread Lane. But the amusing thing is, if you happen to be going by, you might want to swing in and look at the road repair they did on the pothole. This is a major, a monstrous pothole in front of the whole area. And you know, we basically have a sinkhole. It goes down 10, 12 feet, as I can't tell. And so they did the West Virginia road repair, and what they do is they took that black slop, you know, that they sometimes seal little parts of roadways that have a problem, and they attempted to fix it with that, and I don't quite see how that's going to work. I'm not sure. I'm not in charge of fixing roads, so I don't know. That doesn't look right to me out there. So it's just kind of good. All right. We got Natalia Behrman, and we have Mark Robertshaw coming in, and here they be. Oh, I can if that makes you nervous. No, what the heck, you know what I mean? We just have. Oh, I got an extra person. Do I have an extra chair? Okay, is that? Do I need three chairs here? Do we need three chairs here? Well, what happens to him? Oh, okay, I got you. All right, there we go. And see, this is I can take a break right now and pretend that I knew what I was doing, but there's no sense. There's and your name, sir, is Cody Pettit. All right, so I'm set to go here. And here's what we got. Let me get microphones on so we know what we got here. And let me introduce. And I don't mind doing this way. This is fine. We have today from Sorcerer Productions, Forever Plaid Tidings, are the director Natalia Behrman and music director Mark Robertshaw, and then Cody Pettit's here. And Cody Pettit kind of put that sort of in the middle. There you go. Okay. That's all. Don't worry about it. Cody Pettit does what?
I'm one of the characters in the show, one of the
We've
four.
We've talked before, Cody.
Yes, I was in Arsenic.
I was going to say, I recognize you as one of the actors in the show. All right. And Natalia, good to see you today, kiddo.
Hey, how's it going?
Just pull it over. It's going to make noise.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so here we go.
We have two microphones. We have three people. What are you going to do? And then we have music director Mark Robertshaw.
How you doing?
And a lot of people probably tease you about the Jaws and Robertshaw and all that, having the whole thing in one thing. I wasn't let it go by. What the heck? Okay. So let's talk to Natalia a little bit.
Hi.
How you been, kid?
I've been pretty good.
All right. Tell me how the show's going so far.
Wonderful. We've had an incredible opening week, weekend, I should say, and it's doing very well, and it definitely is brightened spirits for the holidays, and we have a stellar cast, not to mention wonderful music direction and live band, so it's doing really well.
We're going to talk about a lot.
Okay,
so let's talk about this part of it. So you have a live band.
I do.
Now, where'd you come up with those guys?
It's Mark Robertshaw, who's our piano player, and we have Brian, and I always butcher his last name.
Lanzone.
Lanzone.
Just Lanzone.
Lanzone. He's a...
He sounds Italian. Don't get it wrong.
I know. Brian's playing bass, and yeah. So...
All right, we're going to talk... We'll get talk about that, but here's... So this is the thing. Now, Forever Plaid Tidings, I've seen Forever Plaid and loved it, and I thought it was just great music and stuff. And so now, how did Forever Plaid Tidings come along?
Well, when Sorcerer decided to do a season... And we had to come up with something that would help the holiday spirit. We realized that Forever Plaid had a Christmas special, and we hung on to that. I mean, we had the majority of the cast already committed, and we thought, why not? And really, it's I personally love the story of the Christmas Carol, but it was already being done by PCPA, yeah, so. You know, and there's very few Christmas shows out there. And so I just grabbed onto the opportunity and decided to do it.
Now, be careful what you say there, because according to Ticket Magazine last week, there's 100 million Christmas shows of one kind or another.
Oh, well, then my little brain only knows maybe 10.
Okay. All right, and the most important one is from Sorcerer Productions, yeah. So we have to know that. Now, this is going to run through. Let me see if I can remember right. My little brain says it's going to run through the 20th.
No, it started...
Oh, wait, I got the wrong month. This is December we're going into.
Right.
Oh, it's so run through what?
December 18th.
December 18th.
We have three weekends left.
There we go, 3 weekends. So let me tell you what you got going on with the 3 weekends. You have you got your Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, and then you have your matinees on Saturday and Sunday.
That is correct.
And this is the Clark Center, the famous Clark Center in next to the high school in Aurora Grande.
That's correct. At
home of the Eagles.
That's right.
And so everything's going on down there. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Mark Robertshaw. Hi, Mark Robertshaw.
Hi.
I don't think we've met before.
No, we haven't.
Well, I guess it's nice to meet you. I'm one of these guys that I admire all this acting and what people do, and I don't understand any of it. You know, I don't have people do it, and I'm amazed by it, the whole thing. And so, and here's a music director. You come in and say, okay, we're going to basically almost design this thing, correct? I mean, this isn't a thing that's been on the road before, has it?
Well, it's been performed in many places.
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
The Forever Plaid Tidings.
Oh,
it has been. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
It's been out there.
Actually, Plaid Tidings came about during 9/11. The producers and some of the fans of Stuart Ross in New York, you know, asked for them to bring for Stuart Ross to bring it to bring a Plaid Tidings to write it, to lift the spirits, especially in New York. That's how it came about.
Really? I didn't know.
And it actually was really successful. And because they've had the run with Forever Plaid, people were expecting it to be, a great show, and it did really well.
How very interesting. I didn't know that. That's really interesting. So now, what happens as a music director is you, as all things theater that I've been learned from Natalie, Natalia.
Watch it.
Natalia, gotta be careful. Natalia. So you put your interpretation of this music together, correct?
Well, it's not my interpretation. It's a written show. It's actually the writers created a whole show that I'm following.
Oh, okay.
Right now. Yes, but the thing about this show that's great is when we did Forever Plaid, I had to admit when we started Forever Plaid, we were nervous because it does take quite a caliber of group of guys to be able to pull it off, and it's. If you don't have those guys, it can be a very difficult show to watch. But we were really fortunate to get Cody and Mark Rohner, Christian Clarno, and Jeff Salisbury to do that. And so when we heard about this show, the Christmas version, we took a look at it, and it's actually a more difficult show. It's a lot more bells and whistles, a lot more.
Absolutely.
Well, you have a live orchestra.
We have.
And there's how many members in that? How many pieces?
Just two, actually. It's piano and bass.
And that pulls this whole thing off.
Oh, my
goodness.
We
try.
And it's nice. I mean, it sounds great. It sounds rich. It sounds complete. And the harmonies are also, I mean, musical direction, what Mark is bringing in is his dedication and his expertise and knowledge is being able to teach these guys the harmonies and to listen to the harmonies happen and develop. You know, all the band are really good, singers. They have the talent. Some of them are more experts as far as reading music, but Mark actually teaches them the notes. He helps them harmonize and helps them be a unit.
Let me mention, in case we have any phone calls, or if you want to make a phone call and ask any questions, our phone numbers are 786, something went wrong there, 786-2578. That's 786-2578, or toll-free 1-866-937-1340. If you have any questions for Mark, Cody, or Natalia, you can buzz right in. Go on, man.
Oh, what I'm just saying is it takes a lot of skill and practice and patience to be able to listen to what you may think as a spectator, something as a simple song as "Have Yourself a Little a Merry Little Christmas," but the music itself, it was not easy to learn, and that's where he comes in with his expertise and helps the guys.
Because like lots of things, this is kind of new material for
right.
people. You know, it's not.
Right.
And then this is, and it would seem to me that would take a lot of doing. You know,
well,
as
we
far
did a lot of research.
Yeah.
It's the type of music this is it harkens back to the high lows. Mm-hmm. You know, and many of those groups back from the 40s and 50s, and even though each of the guys in this show are fantastic soloists, the trick is to actually have them blend like those old like four freshmen did. And that was actually I don't think it was a big challenge. It was actually, it's quite a pleasure working with these guys.
I think, though, the big challenge, would it not be, and let me guess, if you're doing a four-part harmony thing like that, is to, what makes the people that are really successful, that my father-in-law was in a barbershop quartet on Gold Coast course, and the people that they would have, you know, the guest people that come in that were just, you know, international champions and all that, what you realized was they never competed with each other. They just knew how to be exactly bingo with the other person,
right.
and bingo with the other person, bingo with
right.
them, and that made it sound perfect.
That's
well,
it. You'll go ahead. Well that.
Anyway, it doesn't matter who speaks.
No, honestly, and I'm speaking because I've learned from Mark. You know what I mean by challenge is it's again, it has nothing to do with whether or not they can sing the parts and who has the talent vocals. They all do. They're stellar. It's putting it as a unit, and it's, you know, you can explain it better.
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing we did for the show is to sit down and start very slowly going through some of the more meatier pieces of the song and saying, okay, this is the intention of this chord. Let's
right.
very slowly go through that. And then once we find that ringing tone, then we start introducing a groove, and then we started pushing it towards the intention. And so we had a couple months of just vocal rehearsals to get them to that point before we started adding any blocking or choreography
or acting
or anything. So they had to be that group before they put anything else in their mind. And
did you? I think you said. I think this is the term you used. In which case, I'm totally out. I can't qualify. This is what this chord. This is what you're supposed to be doing with this chord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to work on each chord?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, there's, especially in this type of music, there is an intention inside of the music, inside of just the music. Take away all the words, there's an intention and a feeling, and to understand your function, one note going to another note, is a big part of creating the emotional backdrop
right.
to when you add the words. And that's what we started working on at first. And I was very fortunate. These guys are fantastic
yes.
and very excited about doing that.
Yeah.
And so.
How amazing. I just thought you'd just get in the shower, sing Jingle Bells, and three other guys get in the shower and sing Jingle Bells, you put it all together. So cool.
Well, yeah, no.
Holy cow.
The other thing about this show is, too, Forever Plaid had some fantastic arrangements. We love doing that. But this show is actually, it's not just that old high-low sound or even the doo-wop sound. We kind of bridge into some more elaborate jazz. We even actually take it at one point to some hip-hop funk. I think we do a great job of actually covering those different genres.
So now, you have singers, you have choreography, you have how many people are in this cast?
It's just four boys.
Oh, just the four boys do everything.
Do
yeah.
everything.
Wow.
And we have the choreographer, Stacy Estrada, who came in, and she knew what she can give to these boys, and they followed really well. And it's simple movement. It's nothing grandiose. No spectacle there. The spectacle, I mean, if you're breaking this piece down, if you're breaking Forever Plaid and Plaid Tidings, it's a harmonic group who dies and doesn't get to heaven. So the music is the heart of their soul, okay? It's just what inspires them, what brings them back, what keeps them together. So there's a huge story behind that. But the movement, that's secondary. And then the acting, you know, I think is what tells the story of why they sing and why they're back on Earth to perform their Christmas special. It's really, it's deep, it's corny, it's fun, it's lovable. And this particular one, you know, it's finding love through the spirit of Christmas. It's very... It's really great.
I'll make it so you don't have to wince. Here, swing over to Cody and I'll put down the microphone so we don't have the noise there. All right, let's get Cody in there. Say hello to Cody.
Hello.
Hi, Cody. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay.
Good to see you again. So now, are you one of the singers?
Yes.
Now, so Cody, you can find Cody because you already know Cody. Now, are the other three members of the cast people that have performed before?
Two of them are, all of them have performed before. We have three of the same members of the cast from the original show that we did last year. One of them went off to college, he actually is coming back for a special guest performance as well. So we do have all the original guys, but we did find one other person to fill our baritone slot.
Now, you have the casting calls, I guess they're called, mm-hmm. and then how many people said, okay, I want to try out for this?
The original audition included 9 individuals, in which we picked Cody, Mark Rohner, and Christian Clarno and Jeff Salisbury. This round, we invited 3 of the original members back. We invited 4, but one could not make it. So we were told about a singer at Cal Poly who's a senior major in music, and we had limited time, and we needed someone with, you know, that can come in and take the challenge. So Scott Nelson is our Sparky this time, and he's over there. He's a music major at Cal Poly.
Wow, this is really cool.
And he's great. He really he took to us immediately. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's remind. There's 3 more weekends, and this is for this run of Forever Plaid Tidings. And our performances are at Friday night. At what time?
So we have Friday and Saturday evening performances at 8 o'clock. We have Saturday and Sunday performances at 2 o'clock. We started November 25th, and it runs through December 18th at the Clark Center. And to call for tickets, you can call the box office at 489-9444 or log on to www.clarkcenter.org.
Okay, so they're on Sunday, there's just a matinee.
Yeah, that is
and
correct.
Not the evening performance. Mm-hmm. All right. Here, we'll put it down so you can swing that over again and not feel like it's making too much noise. You don't need those crazy things, you know. We don't know why we wear them. We have no idea. It's traditional, you know what I mean? Wolfman Jack wore them. We wear them. All right. So what's next up on the list for Sorcerer Productions?
Well, we have Cat in the Hot Tin Roof.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, directed by Bill McLaughlin. Pulitzer Prize-winning production piece, and it's hot and steamy. So if you want you want to come in February to check that out. And then finally, wrapping up our season.
We wouldn't do it in the summer because it's already too hot.
Wrapping up our season is Damn Yankees, and we have invited Don Stewart, the director of Little Shop of Horrors, to come back and direct Damn Yankees. Wow. And that is happening in June.
You guys got a great lineup. You really do. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be great. I absolutely adored Little Shop of Horrors. It was one of my favorites anyway. And then to see it performed live, which I, of course, have never had seen, I thought it was just a home run.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing this. I will be seeing this. And I thank you guys for taking the time to come in here and talk to us about it. So once again, at Clark Center, what's the phone number?
Yes, Clark Center. 489-9444 for tickets. And you can also log on to www.clarkcenter.org and buy your tickets there as well.
Now, here's the other thing, too. I assume, so far I've been very wrong on almost everything. I've guessed that today. But that doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I don't really keep score. So here's the thing. Clark Center, is it open seating, so to speak?
No, it's a reserve seating.
Oh, it is reserve seating. Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought
and
I mentioned that.
I do want to caution people with Forever Plaid. Seats do go very fast for this production. And if you really are interested, I recommend you call ASAP. Last year we did turn many, many people away, which is heartbreaking. It's a great production, and a lot of people who've seen Forever Plaid come to see Plaid Tidings. So.
Sure. And what's the number for ASAP?
For ASAP, 489-9444.
She was so quick on that. I thought she'd look at me like a wise guy. Yeah. She looks at me like that. All right. So that's. I'm so glad to have Natalia and Mark and Cody here. And I'll tell you why I got Natalie, because I had a little niece visiting for the whole Thanksgiving thing.
I grew up in the South. It's okay. I was Natalie for 10 years. Yeah. It's all good.
All right, it's Natalia. I'm sorry. Anyway, thanks a lot, you guys, for coming in. And
thank you.
I look forward to seeing the performance and seeing you guys. All right, thank you very much.
Hi, this is Jackie, owner of Red Dirt Coffee House in Arroyo Grande. Paul and I love using Radio Central Coast because I'm not afraid to admit we're true grommets to the advertising world. Radio Central Coast helped define our Aloha spirit on the air. They met us at our convenience, and we're so affordable, it was so easy. It gives me more time to spend and greet all of my new radio listening customers, Aloha style.
If you would like to increase more foot traffic into your business like Red Dirt Coffee House, give Radio Central Coast a call today, 786-2570. That's 786-2570. And get your business name, services, and location out over the airwaves. New clients, more money, more time to focus on your business. Give Radio Central Coast a call today at 786-2570.
Red Dirt Coffee House in Arroyo Grande truly thanks Radio Central Coast for helping us reach our goals and truly offering us more grinds for our buck.
Hey, Pop, looks like you're ready to do some honeydews. You've got a list, and what's with those knee pads?
I am ready to get her done.
Uh-oh.
We've got guests coming for the holidays, and Mom says we can't have any more plumbing problems like last year.
Yeah, I remember the kitchen faucet wouldn't stop dripping. The garbage disposal froze up at Thanksgiving, and the worst was when after dinner, your weirdo uncle wouldn't come out of the bathroom. What was that all about?
You know, don't even ask. It was ugly. And that's exactly why Mom's got me on the job.
Good thing you're starting early.
Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has pre-holiday sale pricing on no-drip top-quality kitchen faucets, super-efficient insinkerator garbage disposers, and powerful water-saving Toto toilets. To get sale pricing and an early jump on your holiday honeydews, go to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
They do, they do, they do. And you know what we're having a Joe Craven redo on, I think, because my other things are not quite right. So that's why. You know how things are. Anyway, but I enjoy Joe Craven a lot, so we'll do that. Hi, you're Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. And our phone numbers are 786-2578, 786-2578, and 1-866-937-1340. You know what we should do? You know what we should do? Let's do this first. Let's do Spencer's because I want you to have some lunch. And so let me tell you what's going on in the deli department today at lunchtime. And here's what's happening. They have creamy macaroni and potato salad. It's $1.49 a pound. And remember, you can get like a quarter pound, half pound, three-quarters pound, a pound, whatever you need. And you can have that. And don't forget, they make the wonderful sandwiches. They have boar's head sausage with turkey breast being featured today. And they have wonderful boar's head cheeses also. Their pepper jack's one of my faves. And their horseradish cheddar is also excellent, along with all their other cheeses. And they have hot foods. They have sandwiches. They have all kinds of stuff for you. So if you're looking, and they have a soup bar in San Luis. If you're looking for lunch, there's a good place to go with Spencer's. It really is. You don't spend a lot to get a lot, and you get fed. All right, let's talk about some of the things that are going on as this Christmas time approaches us. We have shoulder cloud roast for $3.49 a pound. We have Spencer's almond greaser, a Dewey sausage for $2.99 a pound, and then $1.79 a pound for boneless, skinless chicken breast. And then milk is important for people that have little kidlets and drink milk. Two for $5.98 for crystal milk, a gallon jug. And that's cool. And then my fave, one of my faves, Prairie Fresh natural pork, baby back pork ribs. This is what I'm talking about. Buy these. Cook them low and slow. I'll tell you, I'm not fanatic like these people that do barbecues on TV, you know. But I generally, I cook them at about $2.50, $2.75 for about 3 hours. And man, do they come out great. Six-inch poinsettia is just $3.99 each. It's time for the poinsettias, for gosh sakes. And then here's another thing. When you're in the store, they have a flyer that's the holiday extravaganza, and it's got all kinds of stuff in here. And we'll hit it here and there as we go along. But there's just a ton of stuff that's on sale, and the prices are just absolutely fabulous. So in the Spencer's Fresh Market, save yourself some money. And enjoy where you shop, because I think you will when you go to Spencer's in Atascadero, Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo, Oro Grande, and Santa Maria. The other thing I thought we'd do is let's talk about some of the different things that are going on. We talked about, of course, Forever Plaid Tidings. Christmas Carol is playing at PCPA and that until the 23rd, and that's a fab show. I've seen it already. Let me tell you some other things that are going on. This Sunday is the 31st annual Slow County Toy Run from Avila Beach to Creston, and it's Sunday, December 4th, and thank you for 31 years of giving me a Slow County Toy Run. So here's what you do. Riders leave downtown Avila Beach at 10:30 in the morning for a scenic ride to the loading chute in Creston. Admission, $5 a person, and a new unwrapped toy for kids age 1 to 16, $15 without a toy. I'll teach you. Admission includes barbecue and first 1,000 riders get commemorative 31-year Toy Run pin, live music by the Hydromatics, and then they'll have raffle drawings and that whole thing, trophy for the best decorated bike. So this has been going on, we've said, for 31 years, and it's a big famous thing, and they collect toys, and it's a super-duper thing. They expect possibly 1,000 riders. Yeah, because all those baby boomers are starting to get in that point. I think I need a Harley. I think before I go, I need a Harley. All right, good luck. Now, before that, this Saturday, December 3rd, we have the parade in Grover Beach, and they're going to line up at the Rockaway Avenue between South 16th and South 14th Street, and if you're going to have a bike that you're going to use the next day for the toy run, you can have that in there, and then scouts and 4-H'ers, there's going to be walkers, dogs, and people. They want military people to show up and march in the parade, and if you have a uniform, please wear it. And I don't know if you are aware of this, if you're a veteran, but the President of the United States has said, I guess, I don't know what edict it was, whatever, but when you pledge the flag, you should now, if you're a veteran, put your hand to your forehead. See, now, normally, the sailors could put their hand to their forehead. And in the traditional saluting that way, but the Army and all those other people with funny hats, and they had to go to the brim or something that way. But you can do that, and they'd like you to do that. They like vets to show that they're vets by doing it. All right, other things going on. We have the 8th annual Art Echo at the San Luis Obispo Botanical Gardens is right around the corner. So the submission deadline is December 10th. So mark your calendars and start creating. Art Echo will be showing March 16th through May 24th. And that's over 10 weeks. The show will be highly publicized and coincide with numerous other well-attended slow BG events. So if you want to get a thing in there, you get it in there and contact them and put up a painting or a drawing or a fingerprint painting, whatever it is. What is it called? Finger painting. Yeah, finger painting. I love that. I could do that. All right. And then don't forget, we had our guest in Kathy Orton and Voices for Children Holiday Celebration Luncheon, a benefit for CASA of San Luis Obispo, will be taking place on Tuesday, next Tuesday, December 6th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Jewelry with a past preview sale has been Madonna Inn in San Luis Obispo in the Gay 90s room. This is a benefit, CASA, the people that work with the kids, Voices for Children. And Dave Hovde from KSBY, Lanala will tell you the weather for that day, but he will, and he'll be able to see if he's wrong or not because he'll be out in it. And then he'll also be the MC. All right, so that's really cool. All right, that's a ways away. That's a thing. Okay, I think I'm through. I'll give you a little preview of something in case you are interested, because the guitar place shut down in Aurora Grande. They've been there forever. There's going to be a 2012 guitar show down at the Santa Maria Fairgrounds, and it's going to be, let me tell you where it is. Come on, Bill, find it. Oh, yeah, it'll be in March. This is Saturday and Sunday, March 24th and 25th, from 10 to 4. And so there'll be free parking. There's an admission cost, all that. This is kind of fun. You'll be able to win a guitar. And Ed Miller from Unfinished Business is putting on this event. And so I've never been to a guitar show. I've never held a guitar. Now you're saying, oh, come on, Bill, you must have tried to hold it. Have you done air guitar? No. I don't understand that. It looked like it would take a lot of practice to play the guitar, so I just said, I pass. All right. All of those things happen. And more. On the 11th, I got to get rid of November over here. Just this one sec. My niece is going to be in a Central Coast Chotin Choir performance on the 11th, and that'll be, I'll have to find out the information. It's on Frederick Street, one of the big churches at the top of the hill. There's two churches on Frederick Street, it's one at the top of the hill. There's all kinds of kids, different ages and whatnot, and they sing and they have a good time. And then Friday, my nephew, Casey, he's a drummer. He's drum, what do you call them? Canister drums. Is that what you call it? Paint can drums? They all drum on these funny plastic buckets, bucket drums. And so he's in a show there at Hawthorne School at 2 o'clock. Here's the funny part, because he's not listening now, so here's the name in school. So I said to him, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I have one of those laser pointers. I said, as you start to bang on the drums, I'm going to shoot the laser pointer right on your forehead. And he goes, oh, you wouldn't do that, Uncle Bill. I said, I'm going to do it. I'm bringing my laser pointer, and when you start going, I'm gonna, every now and then while you're playing, I'm going to whap your forehead with a pointer. And he's like, no. Are you really going to? I go, absolutely. So, of course, I'm not going to, but he's totally convinced now that I am. So when he's done, and everybody's leaving and all that, I'll point him in the forehead there. I told you I was going to do it. That's my little thing with my nephew. I have money for a gift. Actually, we did. You know, there's, I can't believe, really, that any child on this planet has more Legos than my nephew. I mean, I'm not talking about, like, a lot of Legos. I'm talking about Legos that can fill an entire living room. That, I mean, I'm serious. I don't, and somehow these kids are so smart today, and I see it with his friends, too. And they'll go in there, and they'll come up with a thing that was originally designed for how the Lego kit worked. Somehow they find all these little pieces, and they make a thing that was already thought up. Then they'll take them and they'll make their own things, of course, which is a really cool thing. It just is absolutely amazing to me. Just absolutely amazing. Do we buy him Legos for Christmas this year? Not on your life. No way. He doesn't need any more Legos. Can have something else. But she'll be very happy with all that. Now, I'm not up on who's doing the McGuffeys and who's not, who what women are half-naked and what women aren't. I'm not that. But here's a thing that was on CNN. I thought I just got a kick out of it because I don't care. That's what makes me wonder how people do care. Tori Spelling, a tale of a topless tweet pic. Tori Spelling, the tale of the topless tweet pic. Not even tweet. And nor does this thing right here. This thing now doesn't tweet. This thing refuses to operate when it's told to. So the best you can hope to do is say, maybe another time. maybe another time. Let's see if I can get rid of it. Oh, good. At least I can get rid of it. That's kind of good news. Right there. All right. Well, we got it. Let's move on to other things that are going on. I saw this and I just did a little math real quick. Let's see. Let me finish this. Let me finish the math there. Well, I'm not going to do all the math, but here's the thing. Slow leaders to cut pay for go raises. City managers are hoping to make a good example by slashing the compensation by 8% as they negotiate with unions. So they're saying here, we're going to show that, it's going to say the city estimated $807,000. So they're trying to show you just how much they cut, including a city manager, Katie Lichtig. And so Katie Lichtig is going to take her $350,000 salary, and she's going to cut $28,000 from it, and we'll be left with that difference, which is, what, $320,000, $322,000. I wish I had the $28,000. Can live on that. That's a lot of sacrifice right there. Okay, that's really good. Okay, now, the public can comment on the planned water hike in Los Osos, Edna Valley. The rates are going to rise, let's say 50%, 48.9% in 2013. So they're going to talk about the private water companies proposed raising rates, et cetera, et cetera. Now, part of the reason, of course, that we're raising rates is because we're not using water. We're not using water. I'm sorry. I, as a non-flying member of the public, I should get some kind of remuneration on the fact that I don't use jet fuel, and they should convert it to gasoline for me, because I'm not wasting that money up in the air. Makes about as much sense. And then this is, you might as well try this. I don't know why. They had a thing on last night. It was absolutely insane on CNN. And they're showing the people smuggling stuff across the river in Texas. And it's like, holy cow. You know, I mean, it's beyond understanding what they do. And then if they think they're going to get caught, you know what they do? They drive their trucks into the river on the U.S. side And then they try to get everything on a boat. They get boats are right there ready for this this occurrence, this happenstance. And they get everything back in the boats and head for the Mexican border because there's nothing we can do on the Mexican side. On this side, I think we could use a Hellfire missile. Here's one of these stories. You know, I realize that city people are taking a pay cut. Thank you very much for taking a pay cut, really, and no reason except for a while, because you know these are really bad times. These are really, really bad times, not getting much better times. That's a real problem with it. And so here you have physicians suspected of malpractice got millions while cases were being reviewed. California prison doctors barred from treating patients because they were suspected of malpractice received nearly $9 million in pay for doing no work or only menial chores such as sorting the mail, state records show. At least 30 physicians and mental health professionals collected an estimated $8.7 million since 2006 as they went through a lengthy appeals process to determine whether they should be fired or reinstated. Doctors who were alleged by colleagues to have committed negligence or misconduct, in some cases involving patients' death, receive their full six-figure incomes. Gosh, I feel like I want to puke. But besides that, I feel really good. Here's our phone number, 786-2578, 786-2578, and 1-866-937-1340 if it's on your mind. And you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. We can do it right there. And other things that happen in the world. You're saying, what about Tori Spelling, Spelling and topless there? I don't tweet. Not that I wouldn't tweet if I could tweet. I tweet. I don't know. It hasn't presented itself. But once again, having the nieces, the nephews, you got two 12-year-olds. Banging away there. And I got two 12-year-olds and a 16-year-old, I think it is. And, oh, my gosh, tweet heaven. Yeah. All right, I got to tell somebody what we're doing because we're not right next to them. All right. But we didn't say. We just, you know, let it go, you know. So that's what the kids do. That's probably best. All right. Oh, here we are. Here we go right here. There you go, big thing at the top of the page. Kane blasts critics for character assassination. Lord. Yeah, luckily, if he drops out of the presidential race, he'll be he can be a vegetable salesman because he has pizzas all over the place where he is. Godfather Pizzas. So he can sell be a vegetable salesman, sell the pizza bites. Okay. Would you like to work at all today? Would you like to even make an attempt at working today? Be interesting. But we're going to run out of time before I can do it, but I'll see if I can save it. We know I can't. We absolutely know I can't. So, okay, fine. Let's let it go. Bygones be bygones. That means it never happened. My bygones are different than other people's bygones. they gone away. I never got to hear what was going on. Other things in our world today. Before we get to the news, I got time for one more little thought before we get to the news. You have time for thought before we get to the news? No, we don't have time. We're 10 seconds away. Okay. Well, the weather's going to be fairly pleasant, sunny and whatnot all week, according to the weather wizard. So we have that to look forward to. Temps right around 70 degrees. And so we're back into our third summer.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes.
Markets up today kind of in a relief rally.
Stocks analyst Michael Farr.
A lot of those European banks that have really been on the edge now have access to affordable dollars and funds, and so the world feels much relieved.
The Dow today took off, gaining 476 points. The NASDAQ jumped 103, the S&P up about 51. Oil prices climbed to just over $100 a barrel. On the campaign trails, Republican Herman Cain keeping on in Ohio.
The biggest crisis we have is a severe deficiency of leadership in the White House crisis.
President Obama in Pennsylvania on payroll taxes.
Let's expand that tax cut. Instead of a $1,000 tax cut next year, The typical working family under my plan would get a tax cut of $1,500.
A civil lawsuit's been filed by a man who claims he was repeatedly sexually abused by former assistant Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky. Jeff Anderson is the attorney.
Sandusky made a threat to him that nobody would believe him, and a threat to his family. And he coerced him into some further silence.
Reverend Billy Graham may have pneumonia again. CBS's Jim Krasulo.
The 93-year-old evangelist is being treated at a Nashville hospital for possible pneumonia. He's listed in stable condition and said to be alert and in good spirits. Graham was smiling and waving at the hospital staff when he arrived from his home in the North Carolina mountains. Graham was treated at the same hospital for pneumonia back in May.
Fulton County Sheriff's deputies balked at arriving at a home to enforce an eviction notice from the bank. The women who weren't paying their rent had lived there 53 years. Vita Lee, 103. Her daughter is 83. Deputies took one look at those women, said, no way. Bank will just have to work out something else. The government is thinking about adding another food test to its repertoire.
Consumers Union says 10% of juice samples it tested had arsenic that exceeded maximum allowable levels in drinking water. 25% had excessive lead levels.
Parents shouldn't freak out and throw out juice.
Dr. Michael Hansen says the health risk,
from an individual viewpoint, and that's actually really small.
But spread over the nation, the extra risk is unacceptable, he says. The FDA is now considering providing guidance on arsenic levels in juices. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Country singer Mindy McCready has talked to the police in Cape Coral, Florida. They say she knows she has been ordered to bring her 5-year-old son back tomorrow to her mother, who has official custody. Police say McCready and her son are safe and comfortable. Nominations for the 54th Grammy Awards will be announced today in Los Angeles. Adele is a favorite to pick up a slew of nominations, says Randall Roberts, music critic at the L.A. Times.
The story of the year is her success in America and worldwide, and I think that she's definitely going to take away a lot of the major awards.
This is CBS News.
At some stores, holiday shopping is hard.
Hi, I'm looking for holiday gifts, and I need a poor selection of tech products.
You've come to the right place. Our selection is pathetic.
Oh, and the prices on your tablets and laptops are...
astronomical.
Perfect.
But at Staples, we make it easy to find the tech gifts you need. Get the latest in laptops and tablets and e-readers from Nook and Kindle, all at low prices, and all from friendly associates who know what they're talking about. Easy shopping, easy saving. Staples. That was easy.
I can't believe I'm pulling this off after all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from One Main Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises. We can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
The hurricane season tabulation shows about what you figured it would. Not much of a season where destructive storms hitting the mainland is concerned.
There were 19 tropical storms, same as last year, tied for third highest on record. 7 became hurricanes. Dennis Feltgen of the National Hurricane Center.
While we had this big number of named storms, we didn't exactly have a really big number of hurricanes and major hurricanes, which is good.
The one, only one, that made landfall in the U.S. did a lot of damage, Hurricane Irene, in August. Dan Revive, CBS News.
You get busy. You load the bags of groceries into the vehicle, you shoo your kids into the car, and you head for home. Nicholasville, Kentucky police say a young father called them when he realized he'd left his 6-month-old baby in the car seat in the parking lot. No charges. Police say he was totally distraught, but social services will have a chat with him. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cudatel.com.
To Alex, what can I say to the greatest 4-year-old in the universe? I'm already so proud of you, and you can't even tie your shoes yet. You're the best gift I've ever gotten. So here's the best gift I could give in return. Love, looked at.
When it comes to your loved ones, give the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. New York Life Insurance Company has been protecting families for over 165 years and has the highest ratings currently awarded to any life insurer. Contact your New York Life agent or visit NewYorkLife.com.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Here is the news. Another action-filled adventure.
Here is the news.
Better way to find the perfect hotel from Priceline.
Tonight, Tori and Dean are also setting the record straight on a bare-breasted Twitter controversy. You see, Dean thought he was simply taking an innocent shot of his and Tori's four-year-old son, Liam. Turns out Tori was nursing their new baby in the background and happened to have her breast exposed. We kindly covered her up with that lovely pink ribbon there, but Dean didn't notice the bare breast. So he sent that photo out to 80,000 Twitter followers. Watch what Dean and Tori just revealed to Showbiz Tonight about the incident.
I was shocked. I was devastated. But it's like, what am I going to do? I'm a mom. I was nursing my baby. If you're ever going to have someone tweet a picture of your boobs virally, I would rather it happen now than any other time because when you're nursing, your boobs look better than ever.
No, it's not true.
You have like full, beautiful, like pregnant, like post-pregnancy boobs. So. Yeah.
And now she's like flashing them everywhere we go, hanging out of the car, like.
Can you imagine? I just had my nipples insured, so it's good.
100 million.
Yeah, you're right. We could have done without that. Okay. Who cares? All right, hey, you with Bill. You can tell because the show content's really kind of sketchy. Hey, and the other thing, too, is I want to tell you about Mike Shoes. We just heard from Mike Shoes. Ugh. I think ugh is a... I think Mike Shoes was like, ugh. Got all the latest styles and ugh and everything. And I wonder if they'll be doing on the show. I'll check. They did a kind of special thing last year, remember? And they wrote on your shoes. If you want them to. I'll find out. Anyway, Uggs is having. Uggs is having Mike's shoes along with all the great shoes. And the selection now. Okay, let's see if there's anything else I should be telling you about that is either important or not. This is one of those things where you sometimes just marvel at it, I think is the only way to say it. The dress worn by Amy Winehouse on the cover of the late singer's Grammy-winning Back to Black album has sold for more than $67,120 at auction. Da, 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 da.
It's it all went to the foundation, the Amy Winehouse Foundation for getting stoned and heroin. Anyway, but so there, that's a lot of money. Though. All right, right there. And then this is just a little more after we had to hear about what's her name's parts. Bono is afraid of Alicia Keys. While Keys talked about being pregnant and empathetic when filming her documentary about AIDS in Africa, U2 singer chimed in and said, "She's scary, isn't she?" Bono went on to say that Keys has lioness energy, and that his role as a new mother wouldn't allow her to let her other mother suffer. He made the comments at the premiere of the documentary, Keep a Child Alive, with Alicia Keys. All right there, that says everything you want to know right there. Okay, and now we have three new visits to plan about Elvis. Enterprises say that the three new exhibitions will open next year at Graceland in Memphis to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the entertainer's death on August 16, 1977. You'd think you'd want to commemorate his birth, wouldn't you? Isn't that what we normally do? Don't we normally celebrate when somebody was born? You know, presidents or whatnot? Anyhow, we do with the death. Elvis on Tour, which chronicles multi-city concert tours. The exhibit, which opens January 5th, will include his jewelry and clothing. We're back to clothing. Elvis through his daughter's eyes, opening February 1st, will highlight Elvis' relationship with his daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, as she grew up in Graceland. That would be good. Who? Where is she? Okay. All right, other things are going on. I don't know if this is good news or probably not good news. It depends on how much you like heavy metals. China to take a shot at the vaccine market. Immunization costs are expected to drop because China's going to go in there. Now, if it has cadmium or any of them things in there, don't worry about it. Yeah, you're going to get it. You're going to get it from your kids' toys anyway. So just, you know, you might as well take an injection right in the old arm. But actually, that should be good news, provided that it's good news. It should be. Now, I can't believe that it took this long to figure this out. For years, it doesn't say how many years, but for years, residents living near Bellona Creek, and environmentalists have complained of mysterious sheens of oil and grease in the western Los Angeles County waterway, often blaming industrial dumping, urban runoff, or other man-made causes for the pollution. One cause that apparently never crossed anybody's minds were the La Brea tar pits. It turns out the tourist attraction and preferred field trip destination of seeing every grade schooler in the region has sent oily wastewater spilling into the highly polluted creek. The tar pits overflowed during heavy rains, overwhelming devices that separate oil from water pollution runoff and flow through the storm drains and into the ocean. It's unclear how big a polluter the naturally occurring tar pits have been. The county board of supervisors earlier this month that authorized $2 million for a system that will clean the oily runoff before it hits the storm drains. There it is right there. There's a picture of it right here. There's the oily and the empty. Can we get some of that, though? Can we get some of that tar and fix the road out in front here instead of just painting it black? If we just paint over it in black, maybe nobody will notice. You know, we'll camouflage the hole. Okay, that'll work. Now, this is interesting news right here. This is coming to a parking meter near you pretty soon, I bet. In San Francisco, you feed the meter by phone. San Francisco plans to launch a new service that could help drivers avoid a parking ticket by allowing them to feed the meter using cell phones. The Chronicle reports that the city will alert drivers with a text message when their parking meters are about to expire. Drivers will also be given the option to put more money on the meter remotely using their phones, which will cost 45 cents for each of those transactions. I'm sure there's people with it. What's a parking ticket? Parking ticket's $65 downtown. How much are they charging? 45 cents each. So for 90 cents, you can avoid a $65 parking ticket. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do I have anything else here today I want to share with you? Yes. Ivanka Trump. You know, you, or whatever her name is now, she got married. And, you know, she was on The Apprentice there. She'd sit there and just, we're not sure what the children were doing there. But anyway, so Ivanka was one of them. And then she says, she's saying here, or in her report, that she says the Donald should be the president.
There's nothing to set up on a Chromebook. Boom, we're done. Let's get tacos.
There was so much drama at the end of last season when your dad was sort of mulling over his possible run for the White House, and he's kind of bowed out of that, poked back into it a little bit. But now that the presidential race is in such turmoil, do you see him possibly jumping back in, or has he said to you, no way, I'm just not going to do it?
Well, there's only one potential candidate out there that I could throw my vote behind, and that would be him. So, you know, I wish he would run. I understand that it takes a lot to do that. You know, psychologically, emotionally, work-wise, he's got a lot on his plate in other endeavors. But, you know, I do think he would be an amazing candidate and an amazing president.
He got a lot on his plate and probably a lot in his closet, too. So unlike Mr. King, who says, just all lying, you know what I mean? I don't even like women. You got my wife. Okay. Okie dokie. Yes, our world has grown ever more mysterious. They can't even figure out the Lebrea tar pits were polluting the water. Okay, if we couldn't do that, what else? Okay. Planned Fresno County solar farm is a big one. At 3,600 acres, project near Tranquility would be one of the largest in California. A subsidiary of the multinational Sharp Corporation is looking to build what would be one of the state's largest solar energy farms in western Fresno County. So now it'll be interesting to see. Okay, so now we'll find. We got the Carrizo Plain. We've seen how people react to that. And now we'll see in Fresno County if that what happens there. I can't imagine anything, but maybe you never know. Right, people get excited. So we'll see what happens with that. All right. Officials have ID'd another Gacy murder victim. Family had suspected the 19-year-old who went missing in 1976 was among the 33 killed. And I guess they were determined. So it was O'Leary's worst suspicion was confirmed Tuesday when authorities announced that her brother, William George Bundy, was one of the 8 unidentified young men. John Wayne Gacy kills a guy named Bundy. Go figure. Anyway, found at Gacy's house. It was terribly sad, but it's also a day that provides closure. I don't know. I when people's brains get unwired and all that, I don't understand it all. Okay. An angry Huck's husband charged in a shooting rampage at a Southern California hair salon pleaded not guilty Tuesday to killing his former wife and 7 others. Not guilty because the peroxide got in his nose. The Air Force is extending the mission of an experimental robotic space plane that's been circling the Earth for the past 9 months. We're just finding out about now. Okay. The pilotless X-37B orbital test vehicle, which looks like a miniature version of the space shuttle, was launched in March from Cape Canaveral. At the time, Air Force officials offered few details about the mission, saying that this space plane simply provided a way to test new technologies such as satellite sensors and other components. The military did confirm that a 29-foot space plane, what am I talking about? 29, I think they mean 29-foot wingspan plane, was slated to land 270 days later, which would be today, on a 15,000-foot airstrip of Vandenberg. Now the Air Force has announced that the mission has been extended, but the exact landing date is not been set. Who knows what's up there? We don't know. You know, we were watching the other day again. We got up for the kids. It was WALL-E. And what's interesting, when the spaceship leaves Earth after it's found WALL-E in the plant, it crashes through this monstrous field of space junk that's circling the Earth by whatever year WALL-E said it. Made me kind of smile because it's true. It's going to be like that. All right. Then they have the people are suing all over for the Occupy movement. And expected that. Here's another one of these things. While denying negligence by one of its premier bioweapons labs, the government has agreed to pay $2.5 million to settle a wrongful death suit filed by survivors of the first fatality victim of the 2001 anthrax mail attacks, court papers revealed. The money will go to the widow and children of Robert Stevens, a Florida-based photo editor for the National Enquirer and other tabloids, who was the first of five people to die after inhaling the tiny spores. By settling, the government protected a sizable cache of documents about its secretive biological weapons program. Issue was whether a leading Army bioweapons laboratory was is negligent in failing to adequately secure its anthrax stocks. I'm glad we have those up. I don't bother to lock it. Nobody knows what's in there. Okay. They went into this in detail on CNN the other day, but here they boiled it down here. Only slightly more than one quarter of Americans infected with the AIDS virus are getting the form of medical care that maximizes their life expectancy. The goal of AIDS treatment is to suppress growth of HIV until the virus is no longer detectable in the bloodstream. Only 28% of the 1.2 million people living with HIV in the United States reaches that ultimate degree, the Centers for Disease Control said. And what they were saying was, you can't believe how many people don't know they even have HIV. They just have never been tested. They don't know. It hasn't gotten bad enough to where they know about it. But they're going to find. They're going to know about it. You know? Hey, there's a few. Other things in the news. Okay. Blacklisting not helping in Mexico. Efforts to crack down on money laundering for drug traffickers has had little effect. Of course, that will affect. They basically run the currency and everything else in Mexico. Okay. So it's understandable that things aren't going up over that. And top of local Section 8, Rabbi Korngold remembered, while few details of his death have been released, those who knew him recall a wonderful man. This is Scott Korngold, Rabbi Scott Korngold, who died Saturday as an enthusiastic spiritual leader that inspired others. We don't know what else went on, but he was part of the congregation, Beth David. All right. What do I have up here? Can I remind you once again, that we are sponsored in part by Swiss Dental Center. And so if you want to be able to eat, if you want to look like, you know, you're not from Alabama, then you might want to say to yourself, well, I think I should get some teeth. And so Carol Roberts can do it better than anybody else in the whole wide world, Doc. So I would recommend that. Or her and them, meaning collectively the dental center.
Happy holidays. Welcome to REI. Can I help you?
Long list of people to shop for. First I need...
A Patagonia down sweater.
Perfect. And then a pair of...
Sorel Joan of Arctic women's boots.
Love it. And also a...
REI Traverse 30-pack.
Huh, well, that takes care of me. Now onto my list.
We know what you need and have all the outdoor gifts they'll love. With expert help in-store and online, we offer 100% guaranteed satisfaction with every gift you buy. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. He went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Whether you're looking for charms, rings, or bracelets, you'll find the Pandora collection at Jared the Galleria of Jewelry to be truly remarkable. With literally hundreds of designs, only the store with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores could bring you a Pandora collection like this. Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora Jewelry at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Do you constantly crave sweets and want to understand why? Do you want to gain control over your sugar cravings without deprivation? Do you experience bouts of fatigue or low energy each day? Here at Sports and Wellness Physical Therapy in San Luis Obispo, we are committed to your good health and wellness. We offer comprehensive physical therapy and health education services to assist you in feeling healthy, vibrant, and alive. Please join me, Lisa Story, certified health coach for Sports and Wellness Physical Therapy, on Tuesday, December 6th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. for a free lecture and discussion on overcoming sugar cravings. Our office is located at 3440 South Higuera, Suite 120 in San Luis Obispo. Reservations are required. For more information or to reserve your seat, call the office at 439-2159. Again, that number is 439-2159. And let us support you on your path to feeling fabulous.
I was trying to, like a peace offering to the people of Pakistan right there. No, that was my idea right there, but I don't know if that's any good enough. Hi, you're Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, your friend's neighbor network. Actually, it was Joe Craven doing one of his Mideastern things. So that's what we have. Joe Craven Renewed today, and we got other things that are in the news right here. I have one of those Buzz Today things. It has all the thing, the people that, you know, all the gossip. What was I about to tell you first, though? Oh, yeah, this we're here in ad for Amtrak. The interesting thing about Amtrak is what part of the family went back to Oregon and took the train. And so they went high on the hog there. They went they got the sleeper car and all that kind of stuff, so they were feeling pretty good about themselves. There's the deal. So I looked down the tracks, and we were a long way away from the engine, but I said, I've never seen an engine like that. Not that I don't really follow the railroad engines, but I, you know, sort of notice when something's new, you haven't seen. So Nancy and I walked down there. I hobbled, she walked. And sure enough, it's they got a new engine. It looks very stealthy. You know, it's got this, you know, stealth things have those certain angles and thingies. That's what it looks like. I don't think you're going to have a stealth train. I don't think you can sneak up on anybody with a train, can you? I just don't think you can. There. That's how it looks. And then the cutest part in the whole wide world. Here's a guy with a backpack and some stuff, and he's heading towards the end of the train, the front end. And Nancy and I are going, I think that guy's headed the wrong way, and he better hurry up because this train's going to leave. He was the conductor. He was the engineer. Climbed up in the thing. It was the only guy there. Times he was the engineer. Somebody has to be an engineer, I guess. Yeah, but you think of some old guy with a big old handlebar mustache, you know, maybe some whiskers. Leaning out the thing going, all right, all aboard. But this was just a young man. All right, so let's move on then, and we'll hear from Amtrak and the buzz today. Perhaps not. Just the buzz today.
I'm Chevitz tonight's AJ Hammer, and this is the buzz today. Ivanka stumps for Trump. Showbiz Tonight breaks news. In a brand new interview with Showbiz Tonight, Ivanka Trump has just revealed that she still wants her dad, Donald, to get into the presidential race. Celebrity Apprentice star tells us she is ready to start campaigning to get Donald out of the boardroom and into the Oval Office.
Well, there's only one potential candidate out there that I could throw my vote behind, and that would be him. So, you know, I wish he would run. I understand that it takes a lot to do that. You know, psychologically, emotionally, work-wise. He's got a lot on his plate.
Was she called a princess?
But, you know, I do think he would be an amazing candidate and an amazing
media
president.
Princess. I want to be one.
La Vida Glee. Ricky Martin has just revealed that he may be the newest celebrity guest star to join the faculty at Glee's McKinley High. TVLine.com is reporting Martin is in negotiations to join the show next season, and now Ricky has just teased Gleeks by tweeting, I hear McKinley High has an opening for a Spanish teacher. Maybe I'll apply. Bieber kicks Kim out. Justin Bieber has just blown past Kim Kardashian and taken the title of number one most searched celebrity on the internet. On Bing's brand new top 10 list of the most searched stars in 2011, Justin jumped from number 6 last year to this year's top ranking, the spot Kim held last year. Kardashian did rank 2nd behind Biebs, who also happened to be the only male in the top 10 of the celebrities on Bing's list this year, Jennifer Aniston, Lindsay Lohan, and, of course, Lady Gaga. That's the buzz today. I'm Showbiz Tonight's AJ Hammer.
I'm so glad I had a chance to hear it, too. I'm glad I could bring it to everybody, because it was important right there. Okay. The Beeb. Hey, by the way, the Beeb, I read somewhere, the Beeb took his DNA test thing, and then they got to get the mom, who says the baby's his, they got to DNA the kid, and I have a feeling it's going to look bad for her. It's just a feeling. I could be entirely incorrect. You know, maybe Beeb gave it the go, I don't know, but I'm just wondering. All right. 20 minutes before the hour of 2, you're with Bill Benninger. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS. Our phone numbers are 786-2578 and 1-866-937-1340 in case you want to buzz it in. All right, other people in the news and why they're there and things we should probably talk about. Okay. Where do I want to start? Oh, well, we should start with it. First, here's this letter, Smart Vote, from Karen from San Luis Obispo. I would like to applaud Council Members Dan Carpenter, John Ashbaugh, and Jan Marks on their recent vote to move ahead with the downtown main maintenance and beautification project. Well, I voted for Measure Y. This is exactly the kind of project I hope and expected to see. This highly visible project in the heart of our city is well worth the investment and will be further enhanced by its connection to the Garden Street Enhancement Plan, which is being handled and funded by the developers of Garden Street Terraces. Smart vote, thanks. And then up here, John Ashbaugh. This is kind of new stuff. Usually city council people and stuff, they didn't have their stuff in the paper that often. Anyway, here's it. So John Ashbaugh says, we deserve a bouquet, not a brickbat, from the Tribune. But when you're, John, did you find out what a brickbat was? The hell's a brickbat? I'm going to look it up. Anyway, so he said, we think we did the right thing and all that. That's a lot of dough, but our adopted budget reduced staffing by more than 9 positions. We are requesting concessions from the remaining staff, reduced cost by about $3.1 million, the council itself. So here's what I'm saying. So he just said, we think it's a good idea. We think it's good for the downtown, and the three of us that voted for it as such felt that way. And I just want to say, don't forget about the Skeeters. Okay? But if you find any extra money anywhere that you've set aside, or you take it out of Katie Lichtig's pay. We need to spray for mosquitoes again. Yeah, we don't want to be known for that. You know what I mean? I know it's hard to imagine that we're almost this mosquito-free zone, which we have been for years because we sprayed. You know, so now, you know, the Teresas are walking down Higuera Street on the new pretty walkway and whatnot, and they're swatting at mosquitoes. They're not going to be happy. I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you. This is how it works. All right, here's one of the things they do. I say, by the way, Monday was the biggest, Cyber Monday they've ever had. So everybody got crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and buy it. Who cares? There's the thing. Which is kind of how everybody's approached this Christmas, right? I think people are tired of being depressed. And they're saying, it's going to be, hopefully we don't put that in the end of us. Okay, this is, they have all these things about, you know, what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat, and they just try to drive you crazy with this dieting thing and things. Can we be honest about something? The people who exercise regularly and eat normal food regularly, and then the holidays come along and they eat maybe some more food, they will eventually exercise themselves back to their normal weight, and they'll look just fine. Those of us that are chubsters, you know what I mean? We don't look good to begin with. So then we add a few pounds, and we lose one of it, maybe 1 pound by doing something, you know, saying, okay, I won't have those 10 pieces of pie, whatever. But, you know, we're stuck with ourselves in our own way unless we're willing to get up and exercise or be able to. And so that's kind of what it's about. So I don't have any use for all this advice. But here's the other thing, too, though, and it looks like it. The other thing, too, though, is that, remember, these scientists are working on this fat-burning pill, the real one, not the things they advertise in the Tribune now, not that bogus stuff, you know. I'm talking about, honest to gosh, real scientists in real universities have come up with a thing that you can take this pill and it will burn off calories like a mother son of a gun. So I'm waiting on that. I may have to wait longer than I have is what worries me. Okay. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. All right. I'm not sure where this is going to start, but we'll find out what they say about fat-fighting holiday foods. But let's see what this is. Oh, it's Amtrak. There it is, Amtrak. Here's the new engine. Toot-toot, toot-toot. Okay.
Studies show that weight gain during the winter is more likely to remain. In today's weekly look at Get and Stay Healthy, Dr. Bill Lloyd, our healthy living expert, joins us to talk about kind of fat-fighting foods. This could be encouraging because, you know, it's tough trying to make decisions about what to eat. But you say among the three, yogurt, but a special kind of yogurt, is in the mix.
It's important that everybody rediscover the benefits of yogurt, Frederica. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's high in protein, which means it's slow to absorb and slow mm-hmm. to be metabolized in your body, so you won't get hungry right away. You can get the low-fat kind or the non-fat kind, and yogurt is filling. Frederica, do you notice yogurt comes in small individual serving cups, not large ones,
yeah.
because it only takes a little yogurt to make you feel full. And as you mentioned, the popular Greek yogurt is yes. out there now, and it's loaded with extra protein. So everyone should try a little more yogurt over the holiday season.
I love that. But, you know, it seems like everyone's gotten on the Greek yogurt bandwagon, and you have to wonder if some of the things that are labeled Greek yogurt really are they different than your average yogurt out there?
Well, it's true. It's Christmas time, and people are always doing the bait and switch. So I would stay with brand names that you trust. But again, all the added protein makes the hunt worth it for quality Greek
yeah.
yogurt.
Yummy. And then there's tabbouleh, and I don't even know what this is. Kiona? I've never heard of that.
Oh, quinoa. Quinoa.
What
yeah.
is
now,
that?
Now these are two great They're two great examples of fiber beyond whole wheat bread. These are grains that are loaded with protein instead of starches. Mm. No fat. And the great thing about these two fibers, you can mix them up in anything. You can serve them by themselves. You can add spices and vegetables to them as well. Great satiety. After you eat them, unlike rice, you won't be hungry 10 minutes or an hour later.
Especially if you're hiding underneath a big old steak. You use the steak as a bed for the tabbouleh. You know, and you lay it on your plate, then you put your big old top sirloin or ribeye on it, and then you eat your steak, you know, and whatever the steak absorbed by sitting on the tabbouleh, then you'll have that benefit. You'll have fiber. You can go make boards later on. All right, well, that's really nice. All right, I'm done with it. Go away. I'm done listening to you. And Greek yogurt. I didn't, I have to be telling you the truth. I didn't know there was a difference between Go-Gurts and Greek yogurt. And I like Go-Gurts. They have little pictures on them and cartoons and whatnot. But I guess if Greek yogurt's good for you, I guess I could go with Greek yogurt, I think. I'm almost sure I can go. All right. Let's see what else is going on here. Quarter minutes before the hour two. Things we haven't got to yet. Anatomy of a flip-flop. This is Kathleen Parker talking about Mitt Romney and the flipping and the flopping and all that kind of stuff. But we've had flippy floppies before. You know, it's part of politics. I think it's a part and parcel of politics. Tell you the truth. I, having had to, you know, do the news, not do the news, but be involved in news for all these years, I have occasionally flopped. I haven't flipped ever, but I have occasionally flopped. And then you hear it every day. No, I have flipped. I have ever. I'm beginning to see some things differently as I age. Here's one thing. Have you ever not seen a personality, a well-known personality, for a long, long, long time? Not for any particular reason, you just haven't seen them, you know? Now, all of a sudden, you see them. Okay, so today, what's the name of the show? Today's show? I don't know what it's called. Anyway, but today, so somebody is singing on the thing. I walk in, and I look at Nancy, and I go, is that Neil Diamond's father? And she just looks at me, and she goes, yeah, right. I go, that's not Neil Diamond, is it? She goes, yeah. When's the last time you saw him? Like, well, he was 14 years old. That looks like his dad, but that's him. So, you know, I know I'm aging along with everybody else. You know, but I say to myself, I'm not, because everybody says to themselves they're not. So, I'm sticking with it right there. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm not aging. I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm one of the lucky ones. Here's the really weird thing in the whole wide world, and I want to go on record. I'll do it again, but once a year I go on record with this because somebody will ask me, I go, please. You know, I think one thing you might be able to tell about Bill Beck is I don't fuss about myself. You know what I mean? I don't fuss. I comb my hair in the morning one time, and that's it for the whole day. I don't look in the mirror again. I never look in the mirror twice in a day. I look in the mirror to comb my hair in the morning, period. That's it. I don't want to see myself. The other thing too is that I'm not a very vain man. I don't really care about a lot of things, you know, that a lot of people worry about. And so one of the things that I'm not concerned at all about, but it's because, I suppose, because my hair, I'm over 60 years old, my hair has not changed color. My hair, I have a tiny, tiny bit of gray, but when I say a tiny bit, it's like you have to look for it. And I don't know why that is. I'm trying to think back to my grandparents and other people and I don't remember anybody that had hair. I don't know. I just don't remember the same thing. Both my grandfathers had quite a bit of hair. So anyway, I'm looking back. I don't get it. So the people say, well, you dye your hair apparently. I go, no, I would never do such a thing. I don't care. And I really suspect that this is what's going to happen. Is, you know, one day I'll come in and my hair will be white, and the next day it'll fall out. And I'll just get it all done real fast. I won't have to kind of go through this tormenting thing or try to comb things over and all that kind of stuff. I respect the men who say, you know what, I would rather just look baldish, even though they don't really look baldish because they got the 5 o'clock shadow on their head. But I would rather have a guy, and including myself, I think, look baldish and say, somehow I have to comb this over to here. There's no point to it. just, there's no point. Yeah, I just thought I'd share that with you. That's why I don't feel like I'm getting older the way other people do, you know what I mean? My hair is still the same. Not everything else is, though. All right, here we have things we need to talk about. Renounce Norquist. Renounce Norquist. I don't even know why I ever made a pledge to this man. I don't understand why anyone would do such a thing. But okay. They're not going to renounce him. They look bad. You know, oh, I'm a traitor. I've changed my mind. I'm actually going to think about what's going on with this country. Nah, don't worry about that. Just go ahead and do that. All right. I'm writing in response to Bob Cuddy's November 6th column. Mr. Cuddy's column berates the Grover Beach Police Department for getting a grant from a Homeland Security grant program to purchase a licensing plate recorder and then refers to the grant program as pork barrel operation. Mr. Cuddy alleges peace officers may abuse the license plate reader to violate citizens' rights under the Fourth and Fifth Amendment and do everything from keeping tabs on an old girlfriend to monitoring the movement of political enemies. So anyway, Mr. Cuddy interviewed the Heritage Foundation, as other people. He did not interview the Grover Beach police chief, other police chiefs, or a representative from the Homeland Security Agency. Obviously, he is not interested in hearing the other side of the story for his column. So anyway, I guess the idea of this piece of equipment is that you can, you have to know that Homeland Security, we're back to that old thing about, you know, I'm not going to get into the quote about, you know, he who gives up freedom for security deserves either. Forget that. It's not that drastic. It's not that drastic a thing. It's a matter, though, of but I agree with the people that say it's just sort of chipping away. We're back to the question, does it bother Bill Beneke if they look at my license plate and say, who is this? No. Nope. But this electronic surveillance in all kinds of different ways now is just more pervasive, and quite frankly, it's pretty snoopy. That's pretty snoopy, and it's something that Americans are not used to. Now, if somebody can say to me, and he's right, maybe there was no other interview. If you can say to me, this is what we hope in a town this size that could happen in Grover Beach by us having this license plate reader, this is what we hope it would accomplish. In regards to Homeland Security, have we had any terrorist threats? And we had the Nazis there in Grover. Have we had anything else? No. To my knowledge, we haven't had a terrorist threat anywhere on the Central Coast. So it is true that Homeland Security has a ton of money, and they got to find something to do with it. They really need to show that they're spending it. But the question is, when they spend it, you know, is it on something that really matters? And I just don't see Grover Beach as coming under a terrorist threat. I could be wrong. Any place could, I guess. Why would you pick Grover Beach? I don't know. I don't get it. Toyota gets a jolt. Prius plug-in now for sale. All you got to do is plug her in, baby. There you go. It only costs $41,000. They're just trying to go green on behalf of our environment. You know, at $40,000, I green with envy is what I am. I can't cut it. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, Facebook makes a privacy pledge and settlement with the FTC. So here's, I guess they've been sharing our information a lot, you know, and I didn't know that because I'm not really on Facebook per se. But I want people to be able to find me. So the thing that's interesting is that you know, they admitted, you know, they're doing some kind of sneaky stuff because Homeland Security had never gotten around to, you know, giving somebody a Facebook reader, you know, so they could see what was going on. And this is on the verge of them having an IPO, initial public offering, worth $1 billion. So $2 billion, $10 billion, whatever, it's a lot. I think that's kind of interesting. And then here, Greece gets a bailout, but rescue stalls, so everybody's still unsure about what's going to happen next. Now, if you eat, what is it? Is it Greece yogurt? Is it Grecian yogurt? Roman yogurt? What kind of yogurt did they say? Greek yogurt, yeah. You know, you may, your life may come to an end in financial disaster, but you'll feel better because your stomach won't be upset when it happens. So I'm just trying to help out. That's all I'm telling you. I'm just trying to help out as best I can.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
Hire a vet, please. Thank a vet. Do all that stuff. Even though it's not November, it'll be December tomorrow, but it doesn't matter. You walk into some uniform, say thank you very much for your service and thank them, and they do really, really care that you do that. They honestly care a lot about it. I'm wrapped for today. We will get together again tomorrow, Thursday. Don't have anybody coming in that I know of yet. But we'll have a good time if we get together at noon o'clock. Until then, may your trails be happy ones and don't believe everything you hear here because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.